Hi, this is Vincent, the supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, sweetheart. Yes, I was just on the phone with another lady keeping track. My order had been delivered by the Postal Service on February 1st, but it never got to me, which means it was either delivered to the wrong address or somebody nabbed it out of my mailbox. The only problem with the Postal Service is they leave it on my driveway. Only FedEx and USPS and UPS bring it to my front door. So I was just hoping you could expedite shipping just so we don't have to use the postal service. I mean, I don't have a regular postman. I'm just in one of those areas. I've been here for years. They train people here. I don't know if they're going to deliver at noon or if they're going to deliver at 5. So I never get when I'm look, I don't know when to go look, So I was just hoping you could expedite the shipping and do it with FedEx. Is that possible?
Let's take a look. What's your first and last name?
It's Jennifer Canale, Canale.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, just went out my front yard to look around.
All right, and
Some stuff I just ordered. Go ahead.
see, could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 1713 North Orange Grove Avenue, Los Angeles 90046.
All right, so yeah, looks like I've got the gummies here. Let's
I just made a new order on the 7th, so that's not the one we're talking about. It's the one that was supposed to be delivered on the 1st of February.
right, let's see here. All right, so with the one, so there was one that the post office said they delivered on February the 1st. So,
Exactly. That's never got.
okay, so you never received it. All right, let me see here.
And I might literally have to go outside and check my post every day. I never know when it's coming. And they're the only ones that fail to get it to me. I've just gotten Nap. I've just gotten my beauty products. Everything shipped to me. The post office, the only group of people that I can't trust. And I'm not, to disparage them, but yeah.
All right, well, let me take a look real quick for you.
Thank you.
All right, so tell you what. Me see. All right, I could actually get that reshipped out to you. Right, so let me go ahead and schedule a reshipment for you here.
Thank you, darling.
Sure.
It's just a bummer somebody's enjoying it.
Right.
Sorry. I shouldn't laugh, but it's kind of funny. Okay.
Right, so I've got that reshipment, the reshipment
It's good that
rescheduled.
made you laugh.
Right. So I'd say give it 3 or 4 days, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, let me see. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that this is coming from California as well.
Really?
I
Well, you
believe
should be
so. Let
awesome.
me see.
Well, neither
No,
one got
sorry.
it.
It's coming from Orlando, actually.
Sorry. I'd love to be in Disneyland. Can't believe they closed my Disneyland.
I know, that's terrible.
It sucks, but well, I'll wait.
Yeah.
My kids have all gotten sick from Disneyland too many, many years. Fevers. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I used to go all the time when I was younger, all the time.
I know. It's like that's one of my go-tos, and I'm a full-grown woman, and that's my go-to.
It's still fun, right? It's still fun.
I do all the roller coasters, all the rides. I love it. I rock it. We don't wait in line. We do fast pass. I'm the fast pass queen. I think they set up a whole new system because I was cheating.
How'd you manage that?
They go, are you getting in trouble today, miss? I went, I need some more baby suppers. I've got 12 children with me today, and they let me get away with it. So I'm pretty sure the whole new thing is because of me.
I might have to try that next time I go.
Oh, no, I learned that with my baby in the stroller. Use the baby swapper.
Hmm.
I had one girl that literally asked me for the baby. And I said, pardon me? You want to see the baby? I marched over to my friend, Yuri. I said, Yuri, hand me that baby right now. This broad over here wants to see a baby. So I marched over there and go, here's the baby. Give me my frickin' swapper now. I didn't say frickin', but
right.
Now, I got what I wanted. That's the only time anybody's ever, like, questioned me. Are you joking? I'm taking care of children here. Oh, I need to get children happy.
Right. All right. So I think we've got everything set for you. And
that's on a regular, that the original order's on a regular recurring thing, right?
Right, yeah. So you'll be getting because I think you got the one you just put on there.
That was an extra, just because I hadn't gotten it. I said, well, maybe it's me. Maybe, you know, whatever. I just wanted to see if it was the company, if it was just a long delay. So I threw in another order, and then I said, it looks like my account has that original order. So interesting. I'll just see. Maybe it's just maybe you guys are bogged down and you can't ship like Amazon. Obviously, right, not everybody can throw things out one day.
Right.
But then when I called, I went, what do you mean? Oh, this freaking postman's having a good time. Asshole. Or one of my neighbors down the street. You know, some people do deliver to Orange Street instead of Orange Grove Avenue. So Hollywood down there, so Hollywood, you know, forget it. You're never going to see that again.
Yeah. Well, that's possible. But, yeah, so you'll be getting the 800 and the 500 gummies on the monthly auto ship.
Sounds lovely. I'll be happy until we get back to Disneyland is what you're telling me.
All right. Yeah. That's when the good times will really start.
That's right. Okay, darling. Thank you so much for all your help.
Yep, no problem. And thanks for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Thank you for all your help. And she was awesome, too. And you've been great. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much. I'll be sure to tell her.
Thank you, sweetie. Have a good one. Bye,
thanks,
honey.
You too. Bye.